We tend to view pain as a life deduction, but God's word does indicate that there are some productive things that happen in our lives in the midst of tragedy. Romans chapter 5, notice this with me. Now, Paul had certainly been through his share of tragedy. Eventually, Paul himself would die as a result of his faith and his preaching in Christ. Romans chapter 5, verse 3, he says, not only that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, produces something. There's something that comes from suffering. Endurance produces character. There is something that comes from our suffering. It's endurance, it's character, and character produces hope. What is it that is produced in us as a result of our trials, our suffering, the difficulties that we face in life? Well, one of the things is it makes us more capable of perseverance. Think about this outside of what we're talking about now, and just think about it in terms of exercise. When I used to play baseball in high school, we had coaches that would say, I'm going to make you run until you puke, and they weren't kidding sometimes. But what did that? Why did they do that? Just because they were mean, they were trying to hurt us? What good did that produce? Well, one of the things it produces is it helps you build your endurance. You realize that if I do this today, I can make it further next time. One of the things that when we go through suffering, it causes us to realize is that we've been through suffering before and we can continue to go through suffering that we might face in our lives, knowing that we've gone through it in the past. It also refines our character, though. It refines our character. Tragedy refines us and produces a character within us. How does it do that? Well, take a look with me at 2 Corinthians chapter 1, because I think Paul says something very similar in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, it says this, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort." I think that's a beautiful way to describe God. God is the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation. What happens as a result of our tribulation, what we are going through mutually, verse 4 says, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble. That we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble. What does it produce in us? It produces in us the unique ability to be able to sympathize with others when they go through trials themselves. My grandmother, after my grandfather had passed away, she was a widow for nearly 15 years before she passed away last year. One of the things she would always say every time you went to her home after my grandpa died was, "Josh, you never realize how lonely it is until you're the one that's lost your husband." And I don't stop thinking about it a single day. I think about him every day. But one of the things she also would tell you was that because she had gone through that loss, whenever she knew of anyone else who had gone through that loss as a widow, she was one of the people who would constantly be calling them and checking on them and seeing to them, because she understood this is not just over in a week. Goes on for weeks, months, years. Because of her loss, though, she was more able to sympathize with those who had suffered the same kind of loss. I've seen the same thing with people who have gone through divorce. You don't realize how hard that is until you've gone through that, and it makes it more possible for you to sympathize and share with others who have been through that. Sometimes we don't like to hear it from someone who hasn't necessarily been through that. I remember when I was raising my kids were little. I had a younger brother who didn't have any kids yet, and he was an expert in parenting, of course. And I would just kind of say, okay, you know, he'd give me some advice. All right, let's just see how that goes when you have your kids, okay? And you know, as you have children and as you get a little older, you start to realize, huh, so this is a little more difficult sometimes than I thought it was. It's not quite as easy. Perhaps that's one of the reasons elders need to be people who have children. If you're going to be instructing others in their marriages, in their parenting, you need to have gone through it yourself. It makes you older and wiser, and it gives you experience that's much needed so that you can share that with other people. When we've gone through those situations, sometimes it makes us more capable to walk with others who are going through a similar time. Think about Jesus with me for a minute. If Jesus had not come to earth and lived as a human being, here, when Jesus came to earth, it was God becoming flesh. If he had not come here and lived as a human being, would we really feel comfortable praying through Jesus and expecting him to understand what we go through here in this life? That's one of the very reasons that God sent his son to earth. We read about it in Hebrews chapter 2. By coming to earth, Jesus knew what it was to work. Jesus knew what it was to lose. Jesus lost his friend Lazarus. He lost his friend John. Jesus knew what it was to be persecuted. He knew what it felt like to suffer. He knew the cruelty of people. He knew how hard life could be. He knew grief. In Hebrews chapter 4, this is what we read about Jesus in verse 15, that we don't have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but he was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. So let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Because Jesus came to earth, he is able to sympathize with what we go through. And we can come to him in prayer, knowing that he understands and that he answers prayer. Take a look at Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. It says, in all things, he had to be made like his brethren. That's Jesus. In all things, Jesus had to come here and be made like his brethren. That's you and me. Why did he need to come here and face this cruel world where there's sin and there's sorrow and there's death? That he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For verse 18, in that he himself has suffered, he is able to aid those who are tempted. Because Jesus has suffered like you and me, he can help you and me get through those times of difficulty. Would he have been as capable had he not come here? I don't know, but I think that's clearly one of the reasons why he came. To make him a better comforter and sympathizer with us as we go through our earthly trials. I want you to think about it as you think of tragedy. How is God refining you? A question we need to ask. How is God refining you? How is God refining us through the trials that we are facing?